General Haig, Mr. President. The President, sir.
Hello, Al.
Yes, sir.
I want to be sure that at that meeting tomorrow that Cushman is present with the others of the Joint Chiefs.
Right, sir. He's included.
Fine, fine.
Good.
Okay.
Fine.
Now, on the matter today, we've got that, I think, is... I don't know what more we can do with these clowns, but we'll...
Yeah, I think we've got a couple of tough nuts to get over here between now and the time they leave. They're still pretty strong on a couple of points, and that's what we're working on.
Well, they're tough on the points that are almost insoluble, but...
That's right. That's right.
But we've got to stand firm, you see. We, I mean, they just got to realize that, and it's really true, that January 3rd is too late.
That's right. Well, I think that...
Don't you agree?
That message, yes, sir. And I think they're just hope that they can get some changes, some of which are impossible to get.
But don't you think we should stand firm?
We have to.
Yeah. All right. That's what we'll do then.
Right.
And
it's going to take some work.
Are you going to be with Henry and...
Parrish, yes, sir.
Good. Well, you just have to see that he stays right on track, and he'll do everything he can.
Yes, sir.
But in the meantime, with these people, there's really nothing more we can do. You know, they just got to realize it. All this,
exactly.
You know,
it's coming through. It's just a traumatic thing for them.
I know.
They're just not.
Well, I couldn't have given the message to them stronger than today than I did, you know, I think.
Oh, no. God, there wasn't any doubt about it. They know.
Mm-hmm.
They know, and I think tomorrow we'll have it sorted down to the manageable two or three pieces.
Right.
And we'll just put the frosting on the cake.
Fine. Okay, gal. Fine.
Good, sir.